So I'd like to get started. So my name is Daniel Markowitz, and I have the pleasure today of introducing our Sergey Wilde. Now you all know why we say SA rather than trying to pronounce that middle name. So this is the Sergey Wilde Distinguished Lecturer. The Wilde Distinguished Lectureship on Forest Soils was established as a memorial to S.A. Wilde for his leadership role in the evolution of forest soil science during the 20th century. Doc Wilde, as many people call him, was born in Russia in 1898 and was professor of soil science and forestry at the University of Wisconsin from 1934 to 1969. The lectureship that started in 1997 really focuses on a variety of topics, but on current and emerging developments in the area of forest soils, with emphasis on science and technology and education policy issues. Our first Wild lecturer, if you could see that, was Dr. Chuck Davey. And Dr. Davey actually provided a really wonderful dedication to Doc Wilde that I believe is available to you on the S7 or Forest Soil webpage. And Dr. Davey really provided a wonderful account of Dr. Wilde's life from his birth in Russia to his study at the Imperial Engineering College in Moscow to his service in the horse artillery for the Tsar during World War I, completion of his doctoral degree in Prague in 1928, immigration to the U.S. in 1929, his series of odd jobs, including a stint with the U.S. Forest Service, before he arrived at the University of Wisconsin in 1934, where he spent the next 35 years. Of course, Doc Wilde's interests were broad, and he had a particular interest in nursery soil and humus forms. In fact, if any of you are aware of the current interest in the urban forestry community in compost teas, it's interesting to note that Doc Wilde introduced the idea of liquid humates to nursery soils, which, if you read it, it's basically a compost tea, and he did that work in 1937. Okay. Many of us really know Doc Wilde best through his textbooks. He has one from 1946 and the second from 1958. I actually own a copy of both that I've inherited from various people who have now retired. If you're new to forest soil science, of course, I'd encourage you to read Doc Wilde's textbooks. And largely because of an incredibly nice history of the development of forest soil and soil science in Russia. And of course, he read Russian, so you get an interpretation from someone who could actually read the original material in its native language. Okay. And beyond his text, of course, many of us know Doc Wilde best by his legacy of the students that he's left. So it's really this notion of a legacy that I'd like to use to introduce today's speaker, Dr. Peter Grofman, sitting in the front row here. And Dr. Grofman is, of course, a soil scientist and a microbial ecologist. He's currently at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. You can see here he will be our 10th Wilde lecturer. Dr. Grofman completed his undergraduate degree at the University of Virginia and his doctoral degree in 1984. At my current institution, the University of Georgia. He spent 1984 to 1987 at Michigan State University as a postdoc, and 1987 to 1991 at the University of Rhode Island as an assistant professor before arriving at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies, where he remains today. Dr. Grofman has been a SSSA member since 1984. He served on the Journal of Environmental Quality as an editor from 1993 to 1999, and as a chair-elect chair and past chair of Division S10 Wetland Soils from 2001 to 2003. And he's published 32 papers just in the Society's journals, largely SSSAJ and the Journal of Environmental Quality. And he is, in fact, also a co-author on 1990 and 1995 North American Forest Soil Conference proceeding papers. Dr. Grofman's research is focused on microbial processes in an ecosystem context. He studied nitrogen and carbon cycling processes in a range of ecosystems, including agricultural comparisons of no-till versus conventional till for his doctoral research. He's worked in prairies, the Negev Desert, of course, northern hardwood forests, and in urban ecosystems, particularly as part of the Baltimore Ecosystem Study. He served on numerous boards and panels, including those with the National Academy of Sciences and the National Science Foundation Long-Term Ecological Research Network, as well as serving as lead author on various components of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports. I don't know if he's part of the Nobel Prize, but maybe he'll let us know. Dr. Grafman has published an incredible 200-plus peer-reviewed publications, over 100 of which he is actually the lead author on. Okay, he's also participated in generating, by my accounting, close to $25 million of research funding. And it's unquestionable that Dr. Grafman is generating an incredible legacy of knowledge that we hope will continue to grow for many years here. As a personal note, I first actually met Dr. Grafman when he had returned to the University of Georgia to actually honor his major professor, Dr. Dak Crosley. It was actually then that I learned of Dr. Grafman's self-effacing wit that came to me as he stood at the podium and during the conference there in Dr. Crosley's honor. And he relayed to us an early experience with Dr. Crosley as his at his preliminary exams. And if I remember the story correctly, Dr. Grafman came to the University of Georgia, but then changed advisors, I believe. And as he was heading to his preliminary exams with Dr. Crosley, he confided in Dr. Crosley that he really didn't know much about soil ecology, which was really Dr. Crosley's area of expertise. And of course, what we were told was that Dr. Crosley assured Dr. Grafman that he was right. He really didn't know much about soil ecology, and that his committee was going to prove that to him during his exams. Clearly, Dr. Grafman has overcome any deficiencies in his knowledge from that time. I've also recently had the good fortune, in fact, of benefiting from some of Dr. Grafman's legacy, because I've recently inherited an archive of soil samples, his samples from 1981 to 1983, that were part of his doctoral research at the Horseshoe Bend Agro-Ecosystem Experiment in Athens, Georgia. And his are the first samples of a 30-year archive that has developed in Dr. Grafman's wake as he moved through Athens for those short 4 years. Today, Dr. Grafman is going to talk to us on how ecosystem services and ecosystem service approaches have been applied in two specific research programs in northern hardwood forests, winter climate change effects on snow depth, soil freezing and nutrient loss, and an analysis of the effects of invasive earthworms on carbon and nitrogen dynamics. Okay, I would end by noting that if you think Dr. Wild would never have spoken of something such as ecosystem services, something we think of as a modern term, of course you'd be mistaken. I'll quote here loosely from Dr. Wild's own text, but he says, "The forest is man's most wonderful gift from nature. Millions of people throughout the world receive from the forest their daily bread, shelter, fuel, clothing, and numerous other products. The forest, however, also provides a number of benefits which cannot be reckoned in terms of dollars and cents. The forest is a peculiar organism of unlimited kindness and benevolence that makes no demands for its sustenance and extends generously the products of its life's activity." So please join me in welcoming Dr. Grafman, our 10th and 2009 SA Wild Lecturer, to the podium. Dr. Grafman. So as he comes up, we've had a tradition